Bradford.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Health Minister Joe Potler says the country has recorded 12 cases of cholera since the beginning of January this year. In a statement, Potler says 11 of the cases were recorded in Limpopo and one in Gauteng. Three of these cases have been confirmed to have been imported from Zimbabwe. Health spokesperson Foster Mohale says a man died from the disease in March this year.
The demised patient was a 48-year-old male South African citizen from Musina in Vembe district who experienced diarrheal symptoms and was admitted in hospital on the 16th of March. Unfortunately, he passed away on the 21st of March 2024 in Pietersburg Hospital in Polokwane. Therefore, the risk of both imported cases and local transmission remains high due to cross-border movements to and from the neighboring countries such as Zimbabwe and Mozambique.
Police have nabbed three suspects in connection with the murders of Rand Water executive Tebogo Joala and his bodyguard. The two were killed at a community hall in Zakaria Park, south of Johannesburg, in January this year. National Police spokesperson Brenda Muridili says two of the suspects were nabbed in KwaZulu-Natal.
The team, which is inclusive of the Provincial Crime Detection Tracking Team as well as Tactical Response Team, traced the first suspect and arrested him on the 18th of April 2024 while on his way from KwaZulu-Natal to Gauteng. Upon questioning him, two more suspects were traced to their hiding place in KZN where they were also apprehended. The trio will be appearing before the Protea Magistrates Court on 22 April 2024.
And abroad, the United States has agreed to withdraw its more than 1,000 troops from Niger. The West African country was home to a major U.S. drone base. The long-expected move effectively marks a new regional gain for Russia, which has ramped up its focus on Africa. The U.S. Deputy Secretary of State accepted the call to remove troops in a meeting in Washington with the Prime Minister of the junta. And finally, two men claim to have broken the world record for the longest chess marathon, playing the game for 60 hours. The American and Nigerian chess champions only got 5-minute breaks every hour during the fundraising event in New York. The Guinness World Record hasn't yet confirmed whether the pair have beaten the previous record set in 2018 of nearly 56 hours, 10 minutes. Clear skies predicted for KZN today. Durban and Underberg, a high of 29. Ladysmith and Margate, 30. Olundi and Richards Bay, 32. Newcastle and Pietermaritzburg, 31. And Kokstad and Mooiriver, 27. In Durban, we've got a meter-high sea swells this morning with sunset at 31 minutes past 5. Cape Town, 19. Johannesburg, 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.